podcasts all in one app.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, going to attempt to reach our friend Derek Schultz in Indianapolis. There's a report out that Carson Wentz has a foot problem and may not be ready in time for the season opener. Jacob Eason, by the way, is the backup. And there's a real chance that Jacob Eason could start that first game against the Seahawks. He's out indefinitely after undergoing further testing for a foot injury. We said yesterday or a couple days ago about Dee Eskridge, by the way. Go ahead and call Derek back, Curtis. He's good to go. That when you start to see guys go after second opinions, things like that, you start to get concerned. Yes. I would also be concerned if I were the Colts. Frank Reich is their head coach, is that right? The former Buffalo Bill quarterback. When I hear about a guy going, he's undergoing further testing, end quote. That's not good for a foot. And the headline is the Colts expect him back at some point in time this year. So we'll see. But, I mean, I don't know. Who would you rather face, Carson Wentz or Jacob Eason? I'd rather face Jacob Eason, but my bigger concern about the Colt game is facing that defense.
No question. They're underdogs. They're 2.5-point underdogs. I wonder what that, how much is that adjusted if Eason ends up starting. It probably becomes a pick 'em now.
Right.
But that's not a game that the Seattle Seahawks were supposed to win, and now it just got more winnable. If Carson, and there's a report now, we can talk to him about it. The report out, surgery is possible is the latest.
Wow.
Is the latest from Patrick Walker of CBS.
Well, we'll get Derek on in a second, but, you know, I mean, how interesting would it be to see Jacob Eason across the way and not just his first start, but also his first start against the Seahawks? And, you know, look, I mean, obviously Carson Wentz was acquired over the offseason. He was with Frank Reich at some point, I think, as well in Philadelphia. They didn't give up a bunch to get him. They gave the Eagles a third-round pick in this year's draft and a conditional second-round pick in the 2022 draft. I don't think, did they re-sign him to an extension in Indianapolis? Did he get a big fat contract from the Colts? I don't think he did.
No.
So if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But here's my point. I mean, there's going to be an opportunity if Skinny gets the start to maybe keep that job and run with it. Who knows? Maybe Wally pips Carson Wentz.
It's possible. And, you know, the thing is about Wentz, it's bizarre. The Seahawks have just owned him. I mean, he's done nothing against the Hawks when he's played against them. He has been better against other teams. And he had that one great year where he was the MVP, probably the MVP favorite.
Right.
Coming into Seattle, and then he wasn't very good, and then he got injured. So I don't know. I think they would have been an improved team with Carson Wentz over what they got from Phillip Rivers last year. But that Colts team was, in my opinion, I mean, they were going to beat Buffalo. They outplayed Buffalo. They were probably the second best team in the AFC last year.
So Carson Wentz against the Seahawks, and I don't think this includes a playoff game when he got hurt, is 0-4 with a 74 passer rating against the Seahawks all time. All right, here he is joining us on the line now from Indianapolis. You know, he's in demand, for God's sakes, this guy. You got to get in line. Derek Schultz, our friend from Indianapolis, with us on the program. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. I'm really sorry for the delay. I had a 7:15, and I usually think, okay, you know, 10, 12 minutes, that'll be fine. But that thing went like 16, 17, so sorry about that, guys.
Because you're
so
popular.
Yeah, you know what? You should be sorry, by the way. Send us like some chocolates or candies in the mail, or maybe just cash to make up for it, and we'll let you off the hook. Well, Carson Wentz, how serious is this with the foot, man? Tell us.
Well, serious enough for them to enlist the help of a specialist and shut him down for the rest of the preseason. So it's certainly at least mildly serious. I don't think they know yet until they can really get this looked at. I mean, we're talking about something that happened basically 24 hours, almost exactly ago, 25, 26 hours ago, where it's at the end of training camp, practice on Thursday, final series. He feels a twinge. That's a quote from Carson Wentz. Suddenly, they shut everything down. He's kind of it's ginger for him, and he's taking it easy. Friday, they decide, which is today, of course. Okay, he's not going to practice. We get our first update that something's up, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. I mean, the first update almost made it seem like okay, there's like a little bit of a foot thing. He's not going to practice today. No big deal. And then it becomes okay. Well, now he's out indefinitely. He's going to see a specialist. Then it becomes okay. All options are on the table, and maybe even a minor surgery. And then it becomes okay. Well, maybe he's looking at missing the first couple of weeks of the season. So, you know, the joke that I keep making is that the only people that had a worse day than Cubs fans on social media today are Colts fans, because literally every time your feed refreshed, something worse was being tweeted by somebody. Yeah. It was just awful.
We're like 2 hours away from him being his career being over. The way that's going, it's not going the right way. There's no question about that. Well, let's talk about Jacob Eason. I mean, how excited should Colts fans be about the prospects of this guy stepping in after having a whole season watching Phillip Rivers play last year?
I think there's always excitement about something that's new and young and fresh. But I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, you probably know more about him out there in Seattle than most of the people here in Indianapolis know. I know the coaching staff and the organization is high on him, but they don't know, because literally he threw 30 passes the entire preseason last year.
Yeah.
30. Obviously no preseason games with what happened with the COVID shutdown. So you're talking about a guy that technically is a second-year player, but really, for all intents and purposes, he is a rookie, a true rookie in Jacob Eason. So for him to be thrown in the fire like this and take the QB1 reps right away throughout training camp and into the preseason, this is going to be a big challenge for him.
Yeah.
He certainly looks the part. He has the measurables, and physically he looks like a guy that can be a successful NFL quarterback, but you really don't know until you go out there and you get, you know, something that's more real than 7-on-7 or 11-on-11.
Yeah, when's the Colts' first preseason game, Derek? When is that?
2 weeks?
2 weeks, okay.
I'm all scattering today.
No, you're fine. I'm just asking because I think that's a game that I'll want to actually watch, right?
Yeah.
And the Seahawks fans may want to watch. I mean, it's not – I'll be honest. I don't usually give a damn about preseason games with the Seahawks, let alone preseason games with you guys. So I'm going to actually maybe try and find that game and see if I can watch it, because you're exactly right. He took some heat for leaving school a year early. It was probably the right thing in the end because he would have played 4 games. Instead, he's making money and getting the coaching in the NFL, but I told you when they drafted him, he's got a cannon for an arm, sometimes has a hard time controlling it, did not get a lot of help from his wide receivers at UW, and sometimes doesn't make the right decisions when it involves bailing out of the pocket, like turning his back to the defense. So I'm very curious, Derek, to see how much of that's been cleaned up in just the year of practice since he left Montlake.
Yeah, the only thing that I've really noticed about him so far, and this isn't unique to Jacob Eason, you see this a lot with young quarterbacks, is, you know, kind of getting through past the first and second progression. You know what I mean? And he had a bad interception the other day to a linebacker in Bobby Okereke, and it was, I think, on the third progression, and it was just telegraphed, and it was right there. And those are some of the things that I think that he ultimately is going to have to clean up, like most young and rookie quarterbacks have to. But as you said, he has some of those, what do they call it, unteachable traits, I guess, at least physically, and the arm skills. I'm not going to say arm talent because that's a big buzzword, I know. So if the Colts can kind of tap into that and hone into that, I think there's something there. But it's just so difficult to throw anyone in the fire like this if we're to assume that Wentz certainly is going to miss at least the preseason, but also maybe week 1 or week 2, because this schedule, as you guys know, not just with Seattle, but this is a front-loaded Colts schedule in the first couple of weeks.
Is this kind of a one-year, let's see how it works with Carson Wentz? Because he's got the 3 years left on his original deal with Philadelphia, but you do have an out after this year, and you see more and more teams, you know, taking that out if they don't like it. Or do you really think this is Carson Wentz's job for 3 or more seasons?
I think it's more like a 2-year MC. I don't think you invest what the Colts invested and punt after a year.
Okay.
You know, the guaranteed money, I think, is through 2022, if I'm not mistaken, going to his contract. So I guess that would financially somewhat make sense, even though you're right. They could. Really, the contract's not that bad. It doesn't look as bad as the day that he signed it, I guess, with Philadelphia,
right,
and the turmoil of what happened last year. But I think this is a 2-year and then see how it goes from there. But I know Frank Reich envisions him as the franchise quarterback for years and years to come. But certainly, you know, it's a results league. He's going to have to prove that.
Well, Derek Schultz, Indianapolis with us. Carson Wentz has a foot problem, may not be available for Game 1 against the Hawks. Jacob Eason, as of right now, is the backup. I do wonder, though, if they'll sign somebody. You know, if they find out in the next few days that Wentz is going to be out, you know, this is a playoff-caliber football team.
I think it's a Super Bowl-caliber
football team. I mean, you know, Blake Bortles just got let go by Green Bay. Josh McCown, I mean, not big names, but they still may think of those guys as veterans as better options than Jacob Eason in week one. Do you think that they would rather sign a guy like that to a one-year deal or just roll the dice with Skinny and let him go?
Oh, I think they'll absolutely bring somebody in, even if they're hell-bent on having Eason as their week one starter. I think they're absolutely going to end up signing a veteran guy. But as you guys know, if there's anything extended time as far as Wentz is concerned, you know, if he's going to miss 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, God forbid he's going to miss the season. Sorry about my dog.
no worries.
And finding any of those players, you know, signing Nick Foles, trading for Gardner Minshew, anyone off the scrap heap, Blake Bortles, really, guys, at the end of the day, you know this. It's the difference between a 4-13 season and a 7-10 season. At the end of the day, you're not going anywhere with those guys anyway.
I'm wondering who's going to catch passes for this team, though, because I'm really trying to scout this team out. It's the first opponent for the Seahawks. Is there anybody there that, you know, Pittman, T.Y. Hilton, Paris Campbell, I mean, doesn't do a lot for me. So are one of those guys going to bust through?
They feel really, really good about Michael Pittman, who they like a whole bunch. He was their second-round pick, an early second-rounder out of USC last year and showed some flashes, even though he dealt with some injuries. You know, Hilton is kind of the old guard, but his better days are probably behind him. I think they're hoping that he can settle into maybe being the second wide receiver. And then Paris Campbell is the guy that they drafted out of Ohio State a couple of years ago in a loaded wide receiver draft. You know, they passed up A.J. Brown and D.J. Metcalf and, you know, a couple of others who have already shown themselves to be star players, and he's played 9 games because he's dealt with a myriad of injuries, but he's another guy that they're really high on in their scheme. So
yeah,
you're absolutely right. I mean, it's an unproven group, and they're really rolling the dice that that these receivers and really pass catchers in general, because they don't have much at tight end, are going to get the job done for whoever the quarterback ends up being.
All right, Derek Schultz, great stuff. I'm sure we'll talk again before the Hawks and Colts in week one, man. So be ready, wrap up those interviews, and be standing by because we're calling.
Yes, we are. Thanks, man.
I'll be on time this time. Thanks,
all right, dude. See you, man. Hawks, as of right now, according to CBS, are getting 2.5 on the road against the Colts. So, yeah, I would say, to answer your earlier question, if Carson Wentz doesn't play, that absolutely changes the equation. You can go in there and, you know, maybe just have an evenly matched game from a Vegas perspective, which would actually make the Hawks the favorite because the Colts aren't even getting the obligatory 3 points at home. So I think they'll sign somebody. Don't you? If they find out in the next few days that Carson Wentz is going to be out for, I don't know, the first month and a half, 2 months of the season, they got to go get a guy because their other options are Jacob Eason and Sam Ellinger. That's all they have at quarterback right now. Literally two guys that have never thrown a pass in the NFL are the other options.
Who are they going to get?
Well, I mean, look, Alex Smith just retired. I know that. Maybe he comes back out of retirement. There's not a lot of great options. I mentioned two of them in Josh McCown and Blake Bortles. I understand that. These aren't exactly, you know, the bee's knees when it comes to veteran free agent quarterbacks, but they still may think those are better options than giving Jacob Eason a start against the Seahawks in week one. All right, Curtis just informed us that the texty machine is broken. Texty actually took the day off. Texty's on strike.
Jackson, like, lock Texty up?
Texty's not here. Texty.
Jackson and Texty are off gallivanting somewhere instead.
Texty didn't show up to work either. We have to actually read them. How pathetic is this? We actually have to read the texts on the air next segment. Man, this is embarrassing. You know, we're a low-budget operation. Having to read texts, how embarrassing. Coors Light text line coming up next on 950 KJR.